Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Cheech Marine Center for Chicano Art and Culture in Riverside and Riverside Art Museum are two of the city's cultural landmarks, spotlighting Riverside's culturally rich community as a destination for art lovers. Over 10,000 students have participated in school tours and art classes at these locations. Here to tell us more is Carissa Garcia, Director of Interpretation for Riverside Art Museum, which includes not only the Julia Morgan Building, but also the Cheech. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Pepper. It's so good to be here today.
Carissa, start by telling us, what does the Director of Interpretation do in the museums?
It's a question I get asked quite a bit because it's one of those museum roles that most people don't really know about. It's the in-the-weeds museum work, but it is an incredible job, and I love to talk about it. So the Director of Interpretation does a lot of the storytelling work in the museum. And when I say storytelling, I mean when you walk into the museum and you walk into exhibitions and you see words on the wall, you see video in the exhibition, you see any other types of interaction, booklets, guides. There's many projects we're working on right now I'll tell you a little bit more about. But those are all under the umbrella of interpretation. So I'm mostly concerned with how our guests experience the museum, specifically how they experience the exhibitions. So I think gone are the days in museums where we see that people come into the museum and need a certain set of knowledge in order to understand the work that they're seeing. Museums are no longer those types of spaces. They're spaces for your everyday life, and they're spaces for people of all ages, all walks of life. And we want you to come in and know that we work hard in interpretation to be able to present the work in a way that means that you'll understand, that you'll have some way of interacting with the work and with the museum. And then in addition to that, like you said, we also bring in 10,000 students a year in tours. So again, we get people from all ages, all ranges. We have abuelitas that come in with their families all the time. And I think I really pride myself on the idea of doing interpretation that speaks to everyone that comes into the museum.
Can you guide us through the experience of visiting the Riverside Art Museum and the Cheech?
Yeah, I think it's such an incredible day, you know, half day kind of experience, I would say. I would start at the Cheech, and we actually just had an unveiling of the new Cheech Marin bronze statue. And so he welcomes you with open arms before you even enter the Cheech. Come in, speak to guest services who are at the front desk who can guide you through the space in many ways and give you any concerns or, you know, a lot of people, maybe this is your first time visiting a museum. We have people there to support you and guide you through. So don't feel intimidated by this space. Enjoy it. Enjoy the warmth. And come in. On the first floor, we have different iterations of Cheech Collects every year. And it's always revolving on the first floor. So this is the work that's shown from the permanent collection of Cheech. And it is one of our most popular exhibitions to see. But do not forget to go upstairs where we have traveling and exhibitions that we do in-house. Upstairs, that's usually the whole entire first floor. And these are where we get some of our really amazing. We recently had a Judith Hernandez exhibition, and currently we're showing Yolanda Lopez in two separate exhibitions that take up the entire top floor of the museum. So that's what to expect at the Cheech, and much, much more, of course, if you spend your day there and take time. And everyone's sort of different in how you spend your time in the museum, but at least give yourself an hour to do that. And then it's a short walk over to the Riverside Art Museum. And one thing to note, of course, as you're walking over is the change in architecture in our beautiful, you know, downtown Riverside. And then you will see the Julia Morgan Building that was built by the renowned architect Julia Morgan, which is why the Riverside Art Museum is a constant destination for weddings. We have events there all the time. It's really beautiful. And so you walk in and there's a beautiful atrium. There's the lobby that opens up into this atrium. Take a seat and enjoy some time there in the sun. It's just a beautiful building. And then next to you in the atrium are exhibitions. So the bottom floor has four different spaces for exhibitions. We use every nook and cranny of the museum. And it's our duty to show local work and to show artists that don't often get shown in museums. And so a lot of times that means utilizing our space to the max. So I don't want you to forget that there's, you know, in the atrium, there's exhibitions. In the alcoves, in the hallway, there are regular exhibitions. And then, of course, in the main galleries, the two main galleries on the bottom floor. And then you go upstairs, and there's also three spaces of additional galleries that are showing work. And so it's a fun, you know, half day stroll, and you can, you know, enjoy your time.
I was going to ask, how much time should people plan for their visit?
I usually say, okay, our tours run, we block out about 2 hours for our school tours to come through. And even that often feels, you know, rushed. And it just depends on what type of museum goer you are. If you're the person that is going to read every bit of text on a wall, you know, I would say give yourself a half a day. Give yourself at least 2 hours, 3 hours to go through both museums. But could you get, you know, just go on a, you know, quick, I have a couple hours or I have an hour today. Of course, come in and just see and come back. And a lot of people do this, right? And we have events, we have programs, and people will maybe come for a particular program and say, I'm going to come back because I want to see that exhibition upstairs more in depth. I love that. Come back, you know, come back and spend more time. We do that ourselves. We show up to work every day, right? In this space. And then we'll say, oh, we need to carve out an hour and make sure we, you know, take in time to look at that exhibition really thoroughly. So yeah, half a day if you have the luxury of time or even have a group with you or, you know, give yourself an hour or two.
You mentioned that over 10,000 students visit through school tours every year. What do students experience when they visit?
Students get a tour, of course, of both sites. So they start at the Cheech and then they head over to the Riverside Art Museum. We really try to create interactive tours for students. The goal is engagement. The goal of interpretation in general and the goal of tours is getting students engaged with the museum. We want you to come, and we don't want this to be a one-stop destination. You come 1 year for school. Like you hear so many students say this, oh, I go to that museum. I remember going one time a year when I was young. No, we want to create experiences that students want to come back to. So that also means engaging teachers early on. So we send out toolkits to teachers with curriculum to get them started in the classroom and get the students excited and knowledgeable about what's coming. And they come, they're informed, they're engaged. We lead them through the exhibitions. And then we also host an art workshop with them, which, of course, I love that students enjoy all of it, but they definitely enjoy that part of it the most, of course, because they get to get their hands dirty and they get to have fun creating work that's inspired usually by Cheech Collects artists. So that's the experience. And then we send them home and we hope that they come back and they bring their families and that their future teachers bring them as well on another tour of the museum.
I'm speaking with Carissa Garcia, Director of Interpretation for Riverside Art Museum, which includes the Cheech and the Julia Morgan Building. Tell us about the exhibitions currently on view at Riverside Art Museum.
We have just increased our capacity for doing exhibitions in this space. And so I'm just really excited to say that we have quite a bit of exhibitions currently open in both museums right now. Currently at the Riverside Art Museum, we have 7 exhibitions showing. And I'll give you some highlights of some of the current exhibitions. We have a large exhibition of Eve Wood. It's called Eve Wood, Mostly Birds and a Few Humans. It's a fun, quirky exhibition. She is someone who has a love for animals and worked as a vet tech in her life and does these fun, fanciful kind of portraits of animals, but also an internal exploration and an exploration of American history through it. So it's a really fun one to come in and take in. We also have Wild Seeds on the Beach, which just opened, and it's a collective of Black poets from the Inland Empire who are showcasing a moment in time that they were able to do a retreat together at the beach and all of the fruits of that time through photography. calligraphy and through their poetry. And when you walk in, you'll actually hear them speaking some of their poetry. And there's a moment to kind of relax in the stairs that we have in the back of the space and even write some of your own poetry and listen to some sounds of the ocean. It's a beautiful, relaxing moment, but a moment of empowerment for this collective of Black women poets from the Inland Empire. So those are some of the exhibitions that have just opened up recently. But of course, we have Enrique Cortez, It's Hot Out There, which closes in December. That's in the alcoves. We have The Human Interaction is a Beautiful Thing that is currently showing in the atrium. We have Kelly Anderson Staley, Dueling Gestures in the Archives. That's showing in one of the larger downstairs galleries. Candy G. Lopez, Invisible Threads. Andrew K. Thompson, The Pleasure of Being Wrong. Andrew is also a local artist, so we're always excited to show our local artists.
And how about at the Cheech?
The Cheech, currently on the first floor, has Shifting Perspectives, Cheech Collects, which is the newest iteration of Cheech Collects, which is the permanent collection from Cheech, in addition to the growing collection that the Riverside Art Museum has of Chicano art. Upstairs, we have Yolanda Lopez, which is shown. And this is something that I feel like the Cheech is just has such a strength in doing, and that is showing the work of Chicana artists that have not often been shown to this extent. So often people will look at the work of someone like Yolanda Lopez and think that it only existed in a few images that came out of the Chicano movement in the 70s. But really, when you go upstairs and see two galleries full of her work, you'll understand that this was a lifetime of work for her. So the two exhibitions, Yolanda Lopez, Portrait of the Artist, was a traveling exhibition that now, you know, has home upstairs at the Cheech, and a newer exhibition that was developed by Rio Yanez, who's Yolanda's son, and Angelica Rodriguez, who was Yolanda's longtime archivist, is upstairs as well. And that's Yolanda Lopez, Women's Work is Never Done. So the coming together of those two exhibitions really shows the full breadth of her work over her entire lifetime. And we also, of course, I don't ever want to miss, when you first walk into the Cheech, we have the Community Gallery, another space that showcases local artists. And we currently have a very exciting exhibition called Desde los Cielos. We actually have three of our own employees showing in this exhibition, also because we love to hire and support and local artists, even through work. And it was just a pleasure to show these local artists. It's gotten so much great feedback. And one thing that's really important about this space as well, it's a free space. So you're always welcomed to come into the Cheech and come into the Community Gallery without having to pay to enter to see the other galleries. So we always feel like that's very important for our local artists, that they have a space where they can come in and bring anyone to see their work if they're showing in the Community Gallery, or where our community can come in and see work without having to pay the cost of actually entering the rest of the museum.
What should someone visiting one of the museums or both museums know ahead of time before visiting?
The way that I understand going to museums is to come as you are, is you don't necessarily have to pre-prepare only for the things that are, you know, you might want to look up the parking and you might, because it's downtown Riverside, right? You know, if you have certain accessibility needs, etc., of course, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We always accommodate, you know, whatever needs that you have. If you need to know how to navigate, or, you know, about sounds, etc., in the spaces, we always have support for that. But otherwise, come as you are. We're here to support and accommodate. We're here to offer you what we love to call radical hospitality. And that means that you don't have to be pre-prepared, really, before you come. You can come in any time, and we'd love to have you.
Are there any free or low-cost admission days?
Yes, we offer First Sundays, where we actually have lots of programming and events planned for First Sundays regularly. So if it's a day that you really want to come engage and participate in a workshop, meet local artists, come on a First Sunday. It's free the first Sunday of every month. And then we also are very proud to participate in Museums for All, which always offers low-cost admission if you bring in your EBT card. It's $1 per visitor for up to 4 people. And then, of course, every arts walk, which we love, you know, that happens in our community. Every first Thursday of the month from 6 to 9 p.m., we are also free and open to the public.
In this season of giving, how can people support your organization and the arts in general?
Well, I always say that, you know, we are in the season for giving, but we're also in the season for coming together, families coming together, friends coming together, and come visit us is number one. Come visit us, support local artists. You know, if we're talking about the arts in general, support your local artists, come to their events, support Arts Walk, come to First Sundays. And then, of course, those of you that want to stay closer in the fold with us, become a member. It helps us, you know, stay in better communication with you. You'll know more about our programming and what's to come. And it's also an investment in our institution, which we greatly appreciate. And we know that our museum is sustained by our local community. And if you want to participate at that level, then please, you know, become a member. Come and attend on-site classes. We always have a great roster of classes for children through the summer, during winter break, during spring break. We have 3-day classes that will be offered very soon during the holiday break for Thanksgiving. We also hold many special events. I know I mentioned before that the Riverside Art Museum always hosts weddings. We also host many work events, especially during this time of the year. We get a lot of, you know, receptions, holiday parties, et cetera. So that's another way of supporting us.
I've been speaking with Carissa Garcia, Director of Interpretation for Riverside Art Museum, which includes the Cheech and the Julia Morgan Building. Anything else you think we should know?
Visit our website at riversideartmuseum.org to get more information and stay up to date on what's happening at the museums.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making our world a little more beautiful.
Thank you, Pepper. It was nice being here.